This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hope day.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately, Bryn started out on his way to work and then turned around and went home.
So, yeah, tell me what's up. Because when I was at home yesterday, I'm all... And I'm like, what the hell? Oh, it's allergies. I was out in the backyard. I'm, you know, I wanted to be
the
out and get a little sun.
Allergies this year are insane.
And I'm like, I'll get a little sun on me. I'll take it, you know, work in the yard a little bit. And then last night, I'm like, am I getting a cold or is this allergy? So I took a Benadryl and went to bed and I was good.
Yeah.
But when I wake up this morning, I'm like, okay, it's still allergies, right? I mean, where's that going?
Don't say that. I have the slightest tickle in my throat.
I already got that. Right there.
Oh, that rat bastard.
That right there. We both got it.
Do you think it's a cold?
Unless it's allergies.
It doesn't sound like a cold. He says he feels like he got hit by a truck. Like just.
Well, I wonder if it's flu, though.
That's exactly what I just thought.
He just feels really achy. He said he was working out in the backyard doing a bunch of stuff yesterday. And then just.
Allergies.
Woke up feeling horrific.
Allergies. We're going with allergies.
Okay.
None of us is getting a cold. I'm not getting a cold. I got a thing next week.
Anyway, I
did. 1 week from today.
I definitely have a tickle.
Don't.
I gargled with salt this morning, but, but I read on the Benadryl box, it says scratchy throat from is a symptom of allergies.
Allergies. Yeah.
So I hope
allergies.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I was fully on board with that until I got the text that said Bryn just called in sick. Uh-oh. And my first reaction is, Bryn,
I know.
You got me.
So yesterday I'm hanging out at the house and my sister-in-law is like, I have to take my daughter, Shay, to the doctor. She's got strep again. I'm like, again? When did she have it before? I guess she didn't finish her freaking antibiotics.
Oh,
and it came roaring back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she's still here?
Yeah, she's here till like the 30th.
Is Augie still here? Sorry, Gage. I know. I don't know. Augie,
you know what? He looks like an Augie.
He's still here?
No, he left a week ago.
Oh.
Or Friday, whatever. So they're sick. Now I'm finding out Bryn's sick. And I, you know, just that little tickle, but I've been coughing, you know, like I've been so sure it's been allergies. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I was vacuuming yesterday, and this is why I know it's allergies, Vinny. We're not sick, we just have allergies. Because as I'm vacuuming, you know, and then I have one of those canister vacs where you know, it doesn't have a bag, and you can knock
just
out the canister.
It, yeah.
And I get a face full of dust, I just start hacking and sneezing. I'm like, oh, it's just allergies. It's a big deal. Definitely a little tickle in my throat, though, right now. Mm-hmm. I sneeze in here a lot. I think it's pretty dusty in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's been a bad allergy year.
I hope you're right.
I'm definitely right. My God, Vinny. I'm right all the time. It's got to be allergies.
I'm very busy. I cannot afford to be sick.
I concur.
Yep.
I'm in full agreement with you. Full agreeance. Full agreeance.
Well, then let's just...
Call it allergies.
In allergies it is.
Okay. Yeah. I hope you're right.
Oh, no, I definitely am.
Okay, good.
Yeah. This one I'm sure of.
All right, good. Because I really don't have.
I'm 100% with you.
I think any minute now. You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
I don't like to order stuff in the mail. I'm not into it.
Oh, really? Why?
I take that back. I've grown more likely to do it since my car got broken into here in the city.
Yes.
Because I find myself going, I'm not stopping.
No, I don't want another broken window.
I'm not getting anything here in the city, that's for sure. So...
Boy, that really poisoned you. I'm really sorry that happened to you.
It sucked, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. But you're like, a guy who loves to park in the city and roam
right.
around.
Mm-hmm. But you park for 20 minutes and you can't trust that your car on a busy, visible street with people all over in broad daylight.
Yeah, this has not been your year for cars. Two accidents and a break-in.
I dealt with that yesterday, too.
How did that go?
Well, that's just fine. The insurance company's great. They're being fine. Mm-hmm. My insurance company, they're going to go pursue them.
Good.
Yeah.
I guess after everything's dealt with, stinks. But that's another thing. I was even talking to the lady. I'm like, you know, this dude, because he's not paying attention, has you and me on the phone right now. We both have better things to do, don't we?
She's like, no, this is my job. That's what I do all day.
Don't say that, Ashley. I'm trying to tell you we got better things to do.
All right, fine. You're right.
Do you want to be texting with your kids? Or
sure. I would like to be. I'd love it if no one got in any accidents. Oh. I had no idea Ashley was up to that at work.
I don't know that she is. You know what I mean.
Ashley,
anyway.
Little dog.
So, Madison is right.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't have sounds, so yeah, you'll do them all day?
I'll do all the sounds for you all day.
I'll try to hang in there with that.
Yeah. Come on, Yuzi. It's up to me and you. We're the Foley for today.
Uh-huh.
Brent out.
Got you.
All right. So there you are on the phone.
Oh, just I dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the order thing. So
oh, yes.
I had ordered a suit.
You ordered
online?
A suit?
So I'm sitting there going, I got to get a suit. And where else would I go in the world than San Francisco? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to do that. And then I start looking at the reality of it all. And I'm talking to the missus. And she goes, let me just order it from Nordstrom. Yeah. Try it on. If you don't want it, we'll send it back.
Well,
they just take it
you
back.
You could go into Nordstrom with the suit and they'll fit it.
If
they'll
it's the one I want. Right. Well, she sold me on it. So I think I get it today.
Oh, wow.
But it's just one of those things I would never do in a million years. Right. And there I am falling for it.
Doing it.
Because I can't go through that window thing again.
No.
It sucks, dude.
Horrible.
Driving around at 4 in the morning in a parka because one window's wide open.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Our
so
intern,
noisy.
Riley, was in San Francisco over the weekend. Left his car at a parking garage in the marina and stayed the night at his friend's place and walks back to his car and same thing, broken into.
Broken window or just?
Broken window.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have anything in there.
Snow.
You know, they rummaged through, right.
Right, there's
everything.
Nothing in our cars
And then
anymore.
They said they ripped his paperwork. I'm like, they ripped up your homework? I'm like, what?
They ripped up his homework?
Yeah, some papers that he just had in there that they took the time to rip up.
You know, people will pee in your car too.
Yeah, or poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You're lucky. You got off easy. You had a broken window and your lap and your
Well, it was broad daylight. They didn't have time.
I guess they didn't have time.
I was in the sports basement for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear this is the thing. It's clear they're just watching people park, deciding who's a mark, and going straight for it as you walk in the door to someplace.
You know, and that's why it pays to have an S-Box car. You know? People aren't looking at the S-Box. They're looking at the Mercedes.
Yeah, well.
They're looking at the Audi.
If I didn't didn't need that thing to work for the entire hour drive, I might try the S-Box, as you say. But
remember
it's
our
extremely
old bus?
Important that I'm not on the side of the road at dark o'clock on a rainy day in December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can make it to the side of the road.
Our boss, Jim McGuinn, when we worked in Philly and in St. Louis. And when I lived in St. Louis, I had this just old sedan. I don't even know what kind of car it was.
You had your Camry.
No, when I lived in St. Louis,
St. Louis, okay.
I just had a big, you know, just a beater, you know. Mm-hmm. That John was actually really good at picking used cars. Like, he would get, you know, for $400 or $500, he could get us, and he could do some of the work on them and tune them up. And but back in the olden days when you used to be able to work on your own car, when it wasn't like, you know, plug it into a computer module to fix it. But everybody at the station had an S-Box, and Jim McGuinn used to call them DJ Mobiles.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, look, a parking lot full of DJ Mobiles. Everyone's, like, all just dinged up cars, and, like, I think I had, like, one. Most of the car was sort of, like, a rusty gold color, but it had a green fender on the front. You know, like, clearly someone had replaced that at one point. Oh, and then my car got broken into, and the stereo was stolen in front of the apartment that I lived at in St. Louis. And then, so I took it someplace, and they put on this new dash. Like they had, you know, because the whole thing had been sort of broken. I just remember that that thing just felt like if you went over a bump too hard, it would just rattle apart, kind of fall apart. But yeah, the old, that's what we need, Vinny. We need credit. Oh, you know what we should do? You know how they antique everything now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll take like chains and stuff to furniture before they put the finish on. So
beat
that,
them.
Right, beat
Dude,
them
guitars
up.
Guitars are more expensive
yeah, if they've
when
been all
beat
antique.
Up.
That's what we need to do to cars. We need to antique our cars. Mm. Well, oh, this is a vintage. You know, just get like a Datsun B210 body and just put like a normal, you know, modern day engine in there.
Since it's obviously so easy and no one's out there catching up. No offense, police. I know you have a million things to do. Yeah. I'm not trying to blame you. I get it. Whatever. There's not enough people on the job. But since no one, they're so brazen, they don't care if it's a good car or a bad car. Intern, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think that guy's driving? Mm-hmm. Girls drive, whoever it was. Mm-hmm. Who was
it? Was
Riley.
Riley,
Riley yeah. What are you driving?
Riley, come over here. He's in Studio D.
Riley.
He says Mercedes. I'm going to choke.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
Riley, what kind of Riley? Car are you driving?
Get
what got broken into?
Oh.
Hold on. He's getting headphones.
He's getting
this is the whole thing.
Well, you know, he was working
sure.
in another studio.
He was doing his job.
Well, and he's got a moment here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he been on the air yet? Riley's. Oh, you have been on?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? What was the first time you were on the air?
We talked about the USC scandal.
Oh, right, of course.
Okay.
You go to USC. All right, what kind of car are you driving?
I drive a Jeep Wrangler, a four-door.
What year? Right. What year?
A 2008.
Oh, that's
all right.
That is kind of an S-Box.
That's a college car.
Yeah, college car.
So you had parked overnight at a garage in
So you're in
the
a
Marina.
Garage.
Yes.
You, like, don't you assume that when you pull your car into a garage, like, there are people watching
well,
your car?
Well, you shouldn't assume
That's
that because they give you a ticket that says, don't leave anything in your car make, we are not responsible for anything that happens to, I mean, that's on your
overnight.
Ticket.
There's no person out there.
That sucks.
I didn't leave anything in my car.
Yeah.
So nothing was taken, which was good.
Did you notice any other cars around you were broken into as well?
No.
Does your car smell like pee-pee now?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But I made sure to look inside the car before I got
before
in
you
to
sat
see
down.
If anyone was sleeping in
right.
there.
Oh. That's a good thought. I might not have done that.
Right, in the back seat or something.
And then, I'm sorry, they ripped your homework up?
What was the paperwork that they ripped up?
There was just a bunch of papers, like even my notes that I've taken
from
like,
here?
Yeah.
Oh, just, like, how dare they.
And like I had a book in there that was ripped up.
What is
awful.
The point?
Just
what is the freaking
jerkiness?
Point?
Just being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. Like, what else can it be? Just there's people out there who are just like, oh, I hate you because you have a car.
So antisocial.
They could have at least
exactly.
taken something to make it worth it.
Right. Like what? You got fuzzy dice in there?
I don't know. Take the book instead of ripping it up.
Right. Yeah. Take it. Just even if they toss it in the trash on their way out. You know, no dumb burglars reading your math book, whatever book you got in there. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
All good.
This is apparently everyone who works for us is now cursed.
Well, I think it's happening out there so frequently.
What did you say? It was 80 a day or something?
It's between 30 and 80 a day, depending. Yeah. But they've got the Chronicle was putting a map up that was showing this parts of the city where that are hit most. But the dots marking the hits. Mm-hmm. They're the whole city wide.
It's like people are just walking down the street with a bat and hitting every single car on the way down. I mean, when you think about 30 to 80, like five people could be doing this. It could be five people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hit 15, 20 cars a day. You got your quota for the day.
There was last year sometime for a good couple months, there was, we believe, some, you know, gang of people that were going around the peninsula, and they were taking different areas and breaking into cars. Like almost every single day, someone in our complex that we live in had their windows bashed in. But they were saying they're moving. They move from one area to the next to the next to the next.
Well, luckily you have a garage
that I don't park in. Yes.
Oh, you don't. Oh
no, all the hot rods are in there, Sarah.
I just
don't
assumed.
You pay attention?
I know, but I just assumed that one of
we
your.
We talked about this a million times.
Yeah,
the truck.
So two cars.
The 29 truck is
in. His dad's old truck
is in
the
garage. And the Cobra, the Ford Cobra's in the garage.
What do you got, guest spots there that you park in?
No, but we have a driveway. So John parks his Mercedes. He either parks his Mercedes in the driveway or he parks his Ford Lightning in the driveway.
Lightning.
Then there's my car, my Mercedes parked there. So
you got five cars.
Yeah.
So do you go out? the garage door in
I
the
do.
Morning?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a door on that side, a front door on that side, or is your front door on the other side?
The front door is all the way on the other side. Yeah, we go through, everyone there goes through their garage.
Because that's where the cars are.
Well, like an alley. It's just right where the, you know, you go up to your living room or whatever. Right. So, on a better note, Vinny, we have the organic coup coming in today.
Oh, corn Yuzi's dogs?
Yuzi's going to double fist some corn dogs. I can't wait to see that.
I'll watch that show.
But she's not just miming it. She's actually, I need that to happen.
Do you?
Meet every day.
All right.
I want to take a little, I'll take that. A boomerang video
I just
of you.
Some Cheerios.
My first ever boomerang video.
I'll manage a corn dog.
Oh, good.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Sure.
Yeah. By the way, you should totally watch this show because... If you watch it without the sound, you'll be like, they are dirty.
Radio. And that's Von's whole job.
Yeah, Von's whole job is to put a little show together for you. So we broadcast the show live on video as well as, you know, the normal way through your radio every single day.
Or your phone.
Right, whatever it is now. God, the
your
world is
device.
It's actually
your car.
Stunning. It happens, you know, gradually. This becomes normal, that becomes normal. But when you think about, like, when we lived in Philly, I subscribed to probably at least 10 magazines came to my house. I would always pick up the tabloids at the supermarket every week. We had a newspaper every day. And there was the internet, but there wasn't, like, people.com, you know? So I would actually, like, be searching for, like rumor sites and gossip sites.
Blind items.
Sites. Right, blind items even, that we would have to try to guess who the story was about. Mm-hmm. And now it's just, you know, people are like, I don't even know how to write anymore.
Forget about that. I got one. I got a thought for you.
Okay.
Because this is where it's happening. Like, the Bay Area is where all the tech is going down. Mm-hmm. We all know it. Right now, there are people in the know with full knowledge of where we're going to be in 5-10 years.
I know.
They're already working on it, and they're already readying it for market. And we see it, and we don't think much of it. These cars that are all out there mapping this area.
Yep.
Yes.
At all
I see
times.
Them everywhere.
Oh, they're so annoying.
They're filling the streets here, and they're all from different companies getting their tech ready for these driverless cars. Mm-hmm. And we're just driving around not thinking much of it, but it's going to hit and flood like the same way these phones did.
Mm-hmm. I was reading an article about how self-driving cars are going to undermine much of the airline industry.
Mm-hmm.
They say a 10-hour drive will be, especially if you can just get in your car, leave whenever you want, sleep, work, do whatever it is that you want to do while your car gets you safely to where you're going. Like if it was going to be a 2-hour flight, you got to get to the airport, you got to, you know, park your car, go in, go through security, go through the whole hullabaloo of getting onto a flight. Then you're sitting on the tarmac. You get the 2-hour flight. You get off the flight. You got to go get your luggage. You're going to go rent a car. You're doing all this. By the time you've done all that, your whole day is destroyed anyway. Why not just get in your car when you feel like it, arrive there 10 hours later, fully rested, you've been snacking. You know, this self-driving cars, driverless cars, I'm not sure what you call them. They're going to totally change the travel industry. And, like, the airlines are biting their nails over it. Yeah.
You want to hear something stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love stupid
stuff.
So
I'm on the couch last night, and we're so busy right now, both of us, with so much stuff. And I'm looking at my – well, that's one of the things, right? Yeah. And I'm looking at my calendar, and I go, just so you know, I have Friday the 28th off because we have our – and she goes, what? And I'm all – okay, I'll go to work. Like, I don't know what's up, but
she not
I won't
home?
Go to work, though. I'll just go hide at my other place.
Sure, yeah. Whatever.
I'll go surfing. Or
go work at the beach.
Have a party planned or something?
Go hide, whatever. She goes, that's the day I'm going to get your mom. And I go, oh, well, that's too bad.
Actually driving down there to go get her?
Wait.
She's going to fly down and drive my mom back.
I see.
So I was just like, oh, well, I guess I could do it. She goes, well, I'm already doing it. I took the day off. And I go,
well, have a good time.
Have fun.
Have a nice ride with my
Thank
mom.
You.
Is she bringing a kid with her?
No.
Oh.
No, I'll be taking.
Well,
I was informed
good,
that I'll be doing the morning duty and getting the kids off to where they go.
Fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
They'll love the change.
I'm going to feed them ice cream before I drop them off.
Dude, that is a great idea. They'll be in such a good mood for an hour.
But isn't that like...
Yeah.
I, you know, we just don't get to talk. I wasn't able to explain.
Well, it's funny because I always assume that John knows my schedule through osmosis, you know? He'll be like, oh, I made plans for this Saturday. I'm like, what are you talking about this Saturday? We've got blah, 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 blah. He goes, well, you know, how am I supposed to know that? I'm like, I've been talking about it. No, you haven't. In my head, I have. You can't read my mind.
And on the air. So
yeah,
yeah, like,
exactly. Yeah. I feel like, God, everyone around me knows. More people in the Bay Area know, and you don't know.
I'm broadcasting it.
Right. Hello, if you ever listened to my show, so you knew what was going on. That's how my mom finds out everything in my life.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Good morning, Ellie.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:07, and it is
all right.
Hump day. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.